Section 2, Part A. Okay, this is Session 2. Again, off the top of my head, it's about Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, A Guide to Effortless Creation. So let's talk about some core elements, some very core elements, like belief, truth, wisdom, common sense, goals. What are you doing? And hidden beliefs, because that's what this book, it does. It exposes you to your hidden beliefs. I actually exposes your hidden beliefs to you. That's the core of it. Now, I talk a lot about lie truth detection, and I think it's very valid. There's a lot of specific ones that I've learned and studied, mostly that I found most valuable was voice tone, biofeedback, psychological stress evaluators, because you didn't have to have the person strapped down. You could just, in fact, you could do it just over the phone. If you had a good phone connection, you could just sit there and watch whether they were telling the truth or a lie. Of course, you had to be very skilled. And I really believe people pretend that they know what they're doing. But I mean, I spent tens of thousands of hours playing voice tone, biofeedback, light truth detection, the, you know, patterns that people pull. You know, you can tell a lot by body motions, by eye motions, by the hearing the voice. And there's another couple of things called reverse speech. And some are there. It takes a lot, thousands of hours to learn them well. And you don't have to do all that to find your own beliefs, because that's what you're looking really for, is your own beliefs. What are you believing that's a lie? I mean, that's the core of this book. And I think if you go listen to people who talk about beliefs and truths and wisdom, you can get these professors who talk for hours with all these words, very intellectual sounding words, but they really don't have a clear reality of what wisdom is. Wisdom is simply making the very best choice with what you know. And by the best choice, I mean that which has the longest, best term consequences. And sometimes people think things are best that they're really not. You know, you do reap what you sow. That's one thing we can't avoid, because this universe is built on that. You do reap what you sow. You go sow hatred, lies, deceit, and you're going to reap some really bad stuff. I see people in many goal-setting things, and I think the goal-setting that is so common is all about, one, money, fame, or power. Now, those are pretty sick goals if you think about what you reap, what you sow. And I grew up in an environment, our family wasn't all that rich. I mean, we were kind of like upper middle class, but I was with some very wealthy people growing up. It's kind of why I got a little like, money's definitely not. Some people had a lot of money, were great people, but some people were just so destroyed by their money and their power and their fame. And you look at what's going on now, sell out a whole country like communist China, that all those good, hardworking people are made slaves for very few people to make profit. I mean, that's the communist game. It always has been, and it was always funded by the most rich people on the earth to make slaves of everybody. Why don't people see that? Oh, indoctrination. So let's talk about indoctrination, because indoctrination can happen intentionally, like the communists do, or like Hitler did, Hitler Youth. Very skilled indoctrinators. They know exactly what they're doing. They go after the youth. They know how to manipulate them to believe lies and then act on those lies and never question those lies. But that's one kind of indoctrination. Another kind of indoctrination is, say you grew up in a family who was a very bad group and they hated another group, like the Hatfields and McCoys. Well, you get indoctrinated with lies. There's bound to be some lies, because if hatred's running a thing, there's a lot of lies in there. And if greed is running your choice mechanism, there's a lot of lies in there. And if quest for power over others, there's some very serious things you leave out, like you reap what you sow. And if you start enslaving a person, guess what you're ultimately going to reap? It's not like, oh, I can run from it and hide from it. Now, people talk about, well, I see these rich old people, but, you know, like really horrible, very wealthy people. You know, I could name a few, but I'm not going to. But, you know, they just do horrible things to people, and they've done it all their lives. You say, well, they're not reaping what they're sowing. They got power. They got money. But you got to remember, one of the things I had was I had a near-death experience. And I had some other experiences when I got really deep into God and meditation that were just even more profound than that near-death experience. But here's what I'm saying. There is more than this life. This life is not it. This is, you know, a drop in a bucket. It's a blip on a continuing radar that goes. And when I had that near-death experience, it became very clear to me that we do reap what we sow, except there were no buffers. The stuff came down like, oh my God. Fortunately, I was doing a God thing at the time, and I had a buffer. His name was Jesus, and he took all my karma because and people would say, oh, he's a good guy, but, you know, when you compare it to the purity and the love and the power of Jesus, it's not all that great, and there's some really bad karma. And if you're out there doing evil and you don't have that buffer, oh, man. And if you go to Jesus, oh, I just want him to buffer me for my sins like that. Catholic Church did a while. Oh, yeah, you just pay indulgences. It was all about making money. We'll say that you're saved, but the truth is that did not erase the karma. So you want to be very wary of what you really put out. You want to put out good. You want to put out love. You want to put out kindness. You want to put out the thing. You know, if you're putting out horrible stuff and deceit and stealing stuff, you're really in trouble. So this is about it on goal setting. You want to set good goals, goals that have love, truth, that uplift people, that benefit people, that are, you know, bring you closer to truth, to real truth, to God. And, you know, I had that near death. So to get in an argument with someone, there's a God or not, it's just like, I'm not going to waste my time. Go talk to God. If you don't think there's a God, don't talk to me, because I know there's a God 100% sure. And that my whole life is about that, because I've had more experiences than, you know, breathing, because God is so real. So to have one of those scientific discussions about God or not God is just like ludicrous to me. I have this statement: if you're a scientist, you will find God, if you're a true scientist. So we got a lot of non-true scientists who think they know and don't. So anyway, and I could go in for hours about that, but let me go back to a couple other things here. So we talked about core elements like truth, wisdom, belief, common sense. Now, in that first session, we went over a lot about belief. A belief is not a truth. It's what you hold as true. Like, I believe I'm a good person, or I believe I'm a bad person, or I believe I'm a sportsman, or I believe that I just can't do very much. And, you know, those are just beliefs. You put them on. It's what you hold as true. Like, let's say you believe that you can't ever have much money. Well, your reality will project that. There's a thing we used to call them choices. That's a big thing we'll talk about right now. Choice. I call the postulate. What you choose to believe is pretty much what you get. And say that again. You choose to put your belief on a story. You hold a story as true. Let's say it's a real bad one, like a Nazi youth. They take those little kids and they make them kill their precious dog after they indoctrinate them. They wanted to break down their humanity, their goodness. So some kids would go, I can't kill my dog. And they'd mock them and, run them out. But other kids would kill their dog, and they choose to put their belief on a truth that they're whatever they are, whatever the Nazi, they could go out and kill, murder, and that's what they did. Take exact orders, never do anything other than what you're told by the Führer. And you are the glorious future of humanity. But, of course, that never proved true, because karma caught up with them very quickly, a few years. So what is choice? That's probably the biggest question in the universe. What is choice? Where is choice? How do you tell what is choice? I wrote this other book, and I talk about choice. And I kind of And this came from a lot of meditation. There's, you know, I realized choice was kind of outside mind, outside thought, outside of belief, because choice directs belief. And choice is all of a sudden you go, wow, what is choice? And here's a interesting definition, and this is my definition, and I 100% believe that it's true. In fact, I know that it's true. There's a difference between knowing and believing. Sometimes your knowing is a belief. It's not real true. Like I know the Nazis are the wonderful people to go, or the communists to enslave the world for some cause, which really, when you break it all back and get behind the scenes, is to make very, very few people very, very rich with their slavery of the world. So a belief and a choice are not the same things. And knowing, you might have what you know is true, like a Nazi youth, you know that it's true, but in truth, it's just a belief you chose to put your belief on that that this is true, when indeed it's not. So choice, let's get back to choice. This is getting hard to describe. Here's a simple way to do it. If you think you know where choice is, if you think you know what choice is, if you think you know what it feels like, the energy of choice, that's not it. Because choice has no place, no time, no energy, no space. It can't be described. It's like the core essence. So if you've got it locked down to a place, a time, an energy, a space, a feeling, that is not choice. It might be a belief, something else, but it is not choice. But there is choice. Choice does exist. And it's probably the one thing that exists. I had, like I told you, a near-death experience. I had another experience where I pretty much realized that's the only thing I really had was choice. And there's probably no word, using a word for that element might be even deceptive, because choice is so profound and so important. And you can't learn enough about it, but you got to realize, and you can do all you want, but you can listen to all the people you want, but I guarantee if you've got it down to a definition, to a place, to a time, to an energy, to anything where you can define it, that is not choice. That's an image of choice. That's it, an image of choice. God once said, don't put any gods before me, including your best image of me. And then also I said, ooh, I've got images of God before God. I've got images of truth before truth. I've got images of choice before choice, not to youth. I've got images of reality. So then you start getting, an image. And then you start getting in beliefs. And then you see, I can choose to put my truth on this image or not. But once you see it as an image, it kind of loses its oomph. You know, you're no longer a Ku Klux Klanner, because you realize it's all hatred. It's a big false lie based on illusion. So illusion, image, that's what we don't want to base your goals on. And when you're looking at power, fame, money, I break it down to those three, you're really kind of looking, a friend of mine said it, greed, but you're looking at something very self-centered. And it's not going to bring you, because there are a couple of universal principles. Choice isn't something you can define. Not something you think you can narrow down to your idea, because it's not an idea. And the other one is, you do reap what you sow in this universe. And I've been in other universes where that's not, you know, you had some experiences with God, he's got a huge place, but in this place, you do reap what you sow. The only buffer I know is Jesus, because there's things we do that are bad, and he somehow handles all that. And anyway, I'm not going to make this about religion. Yeah, this is about you and truth and your choices. Okay, we're going to end. This is end of section 2, part A. So go to section 2, part B.